New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli announced Warmoth's arrest Thursday afternoon after the embattled supervisor appeared at Waterford Town Court. She was charged with multiple felonies, including grand larceny in the third degree, grand larceny in the fourth degree, and offering a false instrument for filing in the first degree. She also faces a charge of petty larceny, a misdemeanor. Warmoth pleaded not guilty. The case follows an investigation between the Attorney General and Comptroller's offices, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York. The charges stem from Warmoth's alleged theft of $6,250 in contributions from her campaign fund, Friends of Mindy Warmoth. An investigation found that between 2009 and 2013, Warmoth pocketed 7 checks without reporting the contributions to the committee's treasurer or to the State Board of Elections. In a statement, Attorney General Schneiderman said, quote, New Yorkers rightly expect that their campaign contributions will go to fund a candidate's run for elected office, not a candidate's lifestyle, unquote. Schneiderman also said that the arrest of the Saratoga County politician demonstrates that federal and state authorities will work together to stamp out corruption at every level and bring those who would abuse the public trust to justice. After initial reports of the joint investigation in September, Half Moon Town Council members Craig Hayner, Paul Hotelling, Walter Polak Jr., and John Wasilewski signed a letter asking Warmoth to step down as supervisor, saying that she had become ineffective in her position. Warmoth dismissed the accusations. Following her arraignments in state and federal courts, Warmoth's attorney, Stuart Jones, maintained his client's innocence.
The charges are a one-sided view of events, and it's a view crafted and controlled by the government agencies, and we have a lot to say about that in due course.
Warmoth, a Republican, announced last June that she would not run for re-election this November. Regina Parker, chairwoman of the Half Moon Republican Committee, said the news of the charges sickens her organization. Parker told WAMC that the Half Moon Republican Committee had no prior knowledge of any wrongdoings committed by Warmoth.
None. Absolutely no knowledge of any of the things wrongdoings that Mindy was involved with.
According to the Attorney General's office, Warmoth admitted to the FBI that she had cashed and spent checks made payable to her campaign, and that Warmoth attributed some of her actions to resentment over not receiving her party's endorsement for re-election. The Half Moon Republican Committee had chosen to endorse candidate Kevin Tollison in the run-up to Election Day. When asked what she expects from any candidate to run for town supervisor, Parker responded,
"Character, integrity, and honesty."
Warmoth is due back in court on November 14th. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau at Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.